Welcome to Life Church McDonough Podcast. If you will, please visit us at lifechurchmcdonough.com, or you can follow and subscribe at Life Church McDonough on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If you're in the McDonough area, please come visit us. Life happens here.
I loved shaking hands with Colin Porter this morning. He said, "Pastor, excuse my peanut breath. I'm already eating some peanuts because I'm hungry already, Pastor." I'm with you, Colin. That's me too, sir. Let's go. Let's stay strong in the Lord. God is with us. Hey, here's the deal. This isn't in my notes, but as we fast, this is day one, praise the Lord. In our weakness, He reveals Himself to be strong in us. It's going to be a good 21 days. Happy New Year, Life Church. Happy New Year. That's okay to say Happy New Year back. Love you guys. We love you so much. This is your year in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. This is our time. This is our time. We are going to forget what is behind us in Jesus' name and look forward to what God has for our future. And I'm here to say our future is bright. In Jesus' name. God sent me to declare this morning that 2022 will be the year of breakthrough. That is the theme of my heart. That is what God has placed on my mind. 2022 will be the year of breakthrough. If you need it, shout amen. I need breakthrough this year. I'm believing God is going to take what seems like very little, or He'll take what seems like nothing and turn it into something significant, because that's what our God does. Come on, somebody. I believe promotion is coming. Can I get a witness? I believe that health and healing is coming in Jesus' name, because He still is a God who heals thee. Hallelujah. Transformation power is coming through the power of His Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "It's good that I'm leaving, because I'm sending a helpmate that is going to do things for you and in you, and it's going to be power from on high." And I'm excited. Marriages are going to be stronger in Jesus' name. Prodigal sons and daughters are going to come home and come to their senses in Jesus' name, because breakthrough is coming. Salvation is coming. This is the year where new spiritual growth is coming to our house. Spiritual depth and spiritual intimacy with Jesus is going to be ours this year, because it's a year of breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm here to declare revival is coming. Revival is coming. Revival is coming in Jesus' name. An outpouring of His Holy Spirit is coming, because my Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men are going to see visions. Your old men are going to dream dreams." The Spirit of the living God is about to be poured out on us. Jesus wants to do it. How many believe this is the latter days? We are living in the last days. I believe this morning God has given me a word of encouragement. Anybody need some encouragement this morning? Encouragement is coming in 2022. Joy, hallelujah. Joy, I said joy is coming. It's about to be renewed, and I'm here to declare the joy of the Lord is our strength. Somebody needs to get stinking thinking out of your life and choose joy. God wants to give you joy in this year. Purpose and direction and fresh motivation to keep pressing toward the mark and the high calling that is on your life. That motivation is coming. Strength from on high. I've got a workout group that holds me accountable, and we're lifting weights, and Dane's doing two-a-days because he's bigger than all of us. But I'm praising God. I'm not just getting strong physically. I'm stretching my spiritual muscle in 2022. I'm going hard after Him this year. And strength, my spirit man will be strong. What used to tempt me will no longer tempt me, because God is good and He's faithful. I'm excited for that. Faith comes through hearing. And through hearing God's word, I got excited. I'm ready to preach. Y'all ready to receive? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. And I'm believing this morning fresh faith is coming, and we are going to be able to do more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine, because 2022 is a year of breakthrough, church. That's good news. The original inspiration, I learned and looked and studied at the miracle of Jesus feeding the multitudes. And there's so many stories in God's word where God takes broken people and creates breakthrough. Amen. The sermon series for the month of January is Broken to Breakthrough. Broken to breakthrough. Somebody needs that this week as you're dealing with something, as you're going through the minutia of life when all hell tries to break loose on Monday because Sunday was so good. That's when you need to recognize I'm moving from broken to breakthrough. Hallelujah. Jesus used a sack lunch from a willing boy who seemed to be insignificant and useless. And Jesus took two fish and five loaves and fed over 5,000 just by a touch from his anointed hand. That's what he did. If you walked in this room feeling insignificant, feeling overwhelmed by the challenges that are in front of you this morning, feeling powerless to effectively change your situation, God sent me to encourage us this morning and remind us that God uses broken vessels. Come on, somebody. God uses broken vessels. God uses imperfect people to help other people. That's straight out of God's word. These are some of the God's broken soldiers that we see throughout God's word. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all good? Y'all okay? Abraham was an old man. I'm not going into detail, but he was incapable of fathering some children. I'm not going to go there. But God made him the father of many nations. He was broken, but God made him the father. Elijah was suicidal, church. The scripture says he wanted to die, and God used him as one of the most powerful prophetic voices of old, and he was taken up in a chariot of fire. And the first sign of the resurrection, Joseph was abused. Come on, somebody. Anybody? No, don't raise your hand if you've been abused this morning. But Joseph was in prison for 13 years. He was broken, y'all. His family betrayed him, and yet God used him. He had some issues because he shared his dreams a little bit too pridefully, and it got him in some trouble. But Joseph saved the people of God from famine and became a leader of the world superpower because God uses broken people, church. Job went bankrupt. His family was taken. His possessions were taken. His health failed. He was broke. But the Lord doubled everything that Job had because God uses broken people. If you want God to double everything, lift up your hand and say, "Choose me, Lord." Hallelujah. Moses had a speech impediment. I can't say that. He had a speech impediment, and yet he also had some anger issues. Joseph literally in his anger became a murderer, and he hid from his people for years on the mountainside. But God used that broken vessel to say to the world superpower, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh's hand relented, and he let the people of Israel go. Gideon was afraid. Are y'all good with this? Y'all, this is encouraging to me because it's proving that God uses broken people. Gideon was afraid, and God called him out of the wine press and encouraged his heart. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Somebody needs that this morning. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And Gideon won the victory in the battle. Praise God. Samson was a womanizer, church. He was a vow breaker, and yet he led his family to break the same vows that he broke intentionally. And God still used Samson in one blow to kill every major leader in the Philistine army. God uses broken vessels. Rahab was a prostitute. She saved the spies, which helped Israel defeat the pagan city of Jericho. They marched and the walls fell down. Come on, somebody. The Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus told her everything. He said, "You've had five husbands, and the man that you're with now is not your husband." And yet in that brokenness, Jesus used her to evangelize the entire city. And revival broke out because God uses broken vessels, church. Y'all hear the theme this morning. Noah was a drunk. Oh, wow. But God used them to build an ark and save God's people from global flood. Jacob was a cheater and a con artist and a liar. He was, and God changed his name to Israel. And he changed his heart, changed his motivation, and became a man of integrity and purpose. David was a rejected runt of his family, but David also became an adulterous murderer. But God labeled him, hear this, church, a man after God's own heart, because God still uses broken vessels. Come on, somebody. Jonah ran from God. Hallelujah. He ran as far as he could from the mandate of heaven. He went as far as he could from God's plan, and God still used him to preach a message that saved thousands. One message that saved thousands. Naomi was a widow, but she still found a way to rely on her God in the midst of her pain, because God still uses broken vessels. Peter denied Christ, not once, not twice, but three times, and God used Peter to be the rock that he would build his church on, because God uses broken vessels. Martha worried about absolutely everything. She believed God for the resurrection of her brother Lazarus, and Jesus proved to her through her faith that he is the resurrection and the life. That's because God uses broken vessels. Zacchaeus was small and money hungry. He was a cheater. He took advantage of his community and was hated in all his community. But Jesus called him by name, called him to his house to honor him. And Zacchaeus poured out his resources to bless others from that moment on. Because when Jesus comes to your house, it changes things. When Jesus comes into your house, it makes all things new, because God uses broken vessels. The disciples, oh Lord, they fell asleep while praying. May we never fall asleep, church. Signs and wonders and miracles still followed them, because God uses broken vessels. They fell asleep, but eventually they would learn to live with such passion and such fervor that all of them would be martyred for the cause of Christ. They would willingly give their life and say, just like Paul did, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Paul the apostle was a Pharisee who persecuted and murdered Christians before he became one. And Paul became the greatest missionary the world has ever known, church. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament because God uses broken vessels. If you're grateful for that truth, that revelation that's all throughout God's word, can you give a shout of praise? Thank you, Jesus, for using broken vessels. I could keep going on and on, but I think God's word has been clear so far. God uses broken vessels, and God uses imperfect people to help other people, church. He wants to use us. He uses imperfect people to take broken situations and turn them into breakthroughs. I said God wants to turn broken situations and turn them into breakthroughs. I'm believing God wants to do that right here and right now in this room. God wants to start this year off with breakthrough, church. He wants to start this year off with breakthrough. He wants to turn what's broken into a breakthrough. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus did what he does, and he's an expert at doing. Mark chapter 6, verse 39, he made something out of nothing. If you came this morning with very little or nothing at all, God can make something out of nothing, church. This is the inspiration behind this month's series. Jesus turned broken bread into a breakthrough. The Bible says it was getting late and the people were getting hungry. In Mark 6, verse 39, it says this: then Jesus directed his disciples to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Think about how huge that is. Hundreds and fifties. And listen to this very closely. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and he broke the loaves. He broke the loaves. I'll say it again for emphasis. Jesus broke the loaves. I think it's important this morning for us to recognize that brokenness came before the breakthrough. Brokenness comes before a breakthrough. Come on, somebody. I need that this morning. Brokenness comes before a breakthrough. When I'm hurting, when I'm tired, when I feel like giving up, when I feel broken, I'm on the verge of breakthrough. That's God's word this morning. Someone who's dealing with what seems like an impossible situation needs to grab a hold of this truth this morning. Let it encourage your spirit today. Some things will get worse right before the breakthrough. some things will get worse right before the breakthrough. The enemy knows and wants to prevent breakthrough in our lives. He can sense it. He's been around long enough to understand that Jesus is about to do something. He can sense when the Holy Spirit's about to move because he's been around a lot longer than we have. And he knows, and so he's going to try to throw absolutely everything to us. That's why brokenness precedes the breakthrough. The Bible says that Jesus broke the bread, and it had to be broken before there was a breakthrough. It had to be broken before there was a breakthrough. After the bread was broken, the scripture says this. It says, then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. Also, he divided the two fish among them all. They, listen to this. This is so cool. They all ate and were satisfied. Hallelujah. Satisfaction's coming in 2022. Satisfaction is coming. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. They had leftovers, y'all. They had nothing, and it was turned into more than enough. Come on, somebody. They had nothing, but it was turned into more than enough. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. That is just the men, church. Just the men are accounted for. That means there were so many more because women and children were there too. 5,000 people ate from two fish and five loaves, because broken turns into breakthrough, church. The hungry crowd was satisfied, and there were leftovers with what started with lack. They had no provisions. The sun was setting. The markets were probably closed. And yet a miracle happened. Breakthrough came because Jesus broke the bread and blessed it. This makes me want to change my thinking when I feel broken. When I feel broken and I feel defeated and I feel rejected and dejected, this makes me want to change my mindset. When I feel helpless and hopeless, when I face a situation that I can't fix on my own and I feel like I'm being broken by the circumstances of this life, is it okay that I'm human? I am a pastor, but I am a human being that is in need of a Savior, church. There are days where I feel broken. God help me, I can't do this without you. And yet, this is when, logistically, they had no provisions. Even if they had the funds, it would be almost impossible to feed everyone. And yet, a miracle happened. Breakthrough came. Jesus broke the bread, and then he blessed it. And it was a breakthrough. And this makes me want to fix my eyes on not how I feel in a situation when it's dark and difficult. I need to get my eyes off of those negative circumstances and fix my eyes on the author and the perfecter of my faith. Come on, somebody. I need to recognize that Jesus is in the middle of preparing my breakthrough when I feel broken. Jesus is doing something behind the scenes that I don't even recognize or know, because he's already advancing. He knows the needs in my life even before I utter them in prayer. Come on, somebody. If you feel that way this morning, if you came in this morning dejected, broken, feeling discouraged, like you're facing some things you have no way of fixing, if you feel that, can I be a messenger of hope for you this morning? Jesus is in the middle of creating your breakthrough. I say it again. Jesus is in the middle of creating your breakthrough. I believe it. I know it. I sense it in my spirit as I pray for you. I believe that Jesus wants to bless what's broken in this house and in our lives and transform it into breakthrough, church. He wants to transform it. He has done it all throughout history, and he wants to do it again this year, starting in 2022. I need to say this again. For the person who may be at rock bottom today, I understand it's hard. I'm sorry. And I feel with you. I empathize with you. I have been in dark situations, and I'm sorry you're going through it. But there was a breaking of the bread that took place before the feeding of the 5,000. There was a breaking that took place. I need to say it again to encourage the heart of the ones that feel like they have nothing left in the tank. I don't know if there's somebody in here that doesn't want to keep pressing on because they feel like they've got nothing left to give. If you're on the brink of throwing in the towel and giving up, if you feel broken this morning and you need to hear these words, that there was a breaking that had to take place before the breakthrough. There was a breaking that took place before the breakthrough. Many times Jesus will allow circumstances that we're going through to break us, like bread before it becomes our breakthrough. I know that's not a popular message this morning. I want to encourage you, but that's the deal this morning, church. When hard times come, because they will, the breaking will turn into a breakthrough. None of us are naturally going to ask the Lord to break us. I don't wake up in the morning, hey, God, will you please break me today? I want to be snapped like a twig. Will you just break me in half? I want to be just so broken. That's not my prayer every day. We like comfort. We like to be in control. Can I get a witness? I like to be in charge. We will avoid being broken like the plague if we can. God, don't break me. Don't humble me. Don't break me. But we often grow the most from situations that hurt the worst. We grow the most from situations that hurt the most. Most days I don't wake up saying break me, but many of my best days, most of my best days that I've seen the most breakthrough has come on the tail end of a very difficult circumstance, a very challenging situation. A crushing takes place before a breakthrough happens. I'm so excited that Miss Lindsay on this front row is about to testify, and we are going to produce some more Life Church stories over the next couple weeks, and she's going to start us off with testifying. And we did that last year when things were shut down, and Lindsay is going to be our first, and I cannot wait, Lindsay, to make hell mad forever messing with you. I can't wait. My Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and the testimony is going to come out, and the enemy is going to regret the day he messed with you in Jesus' name. I'm going to let her tell her story, but I'm telling you, it's a good one, church. I'm excited to hear it out of her mouth, but the enemy tried to break her by reminding her of her past. That's one of the enemy's favorite tactics, church. He loves to remind us of our past. I love to remind him of his future. The book is finished. The victory is won. Jesus has won. He will be cast into the pit of hell once and for all. We have the victory. Hallelujah. But I'm so proud that God sustained this mighty woman of God and kept his hand on her life and encouraged her spirit and strengthened her soul. And I know that because of the breaking that took place, breakthrough's coming in Jesus' name, Lindsay. God is moving us from broken to breakthrough, church. He's not a respecter of persons. He wants it on all of us. Praise. Please hear this, church. I love this visual. We have this on purpose. We anoint people with oil on a regular basis at the altar. Please hear this. Oil cannot be produced without first crushing the olive. It cannot be produced. The tool we use for the anointing oil, it's a physical representation of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Anointing oil only comes from a crushing. It comes through a crush. I know, God crushed me. That's not a normal prayer. But an anointing flows when we're in the middle of being broken. When there is a lack or a limitation on our lives, God will use the crushing elements of that limitation to produce a fresh anointing on your life. I want that. I want that, church. When I'm being crushed, when I'm going through a crushing situation, I want a fresh anointing on my life. Come on, somebody. If you think about it for a few moments, your gifts, your talents, your abilities that God has grown and given you and developed in your life, I believe it would be safe to say that your area of giftedness flows from the many ways God has brought you through brokenness to breakthrough. The many ways, your talents and your abilities. See, here's the deal. I had to trust God in my finances. When Jubilee and I moved to Tennessee, we had a significant amount of savings to go to Bible school and transfer to Lee University. And we had a nice little nest egg to keep us afloat in case I didn't get a job. And y'all better believe God called me to Tennessee to go to Bible school. And then all my resources got drained. Your boy applied day after day for job after job, got rejection after rejection, and God wanted me to trust him and not a bank account. He broke that off of my life. I needed to be broke, literally. Lecrae said, being broke made me rich, right? Because I stopped relying on a bank account and I relied on Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I stopped looking at the number in my online banking and I looked until the hills where my help comes from, and it gave me a faith that can move mountains because I was broke, and that hardship helped me to rely on the Lord, not with my own understanding, but in all my ways, in my finances, I would acknowledge him. I had to be broke. See, here's another example. Wine cannot be produced without crushing the grapes, church. It can't be produced without crushing the grapes. They have to be crushed, or you don't get wine. Jesus said we can't put new wine into old wineskin. There's a new wine that's about to flow in our church. There's a new anointing, a new revival that's coming. But I'm here this morning to kick us off in our 21 days of fasting and prayer to say it's going to come with crushing. We're going to be broken before there's breakthrough, but I'm excited because the brokenness will bring breakthrough. If you came this morning discouraged or beat up, beat down by a difficult year, 2021, you are so glad it's over. Hallelujah. Jesus sent me to remind us that brokenness is often the road to breakthrough. When Jesus gets a hold of us and blesses our brokenness, the power that is released creates breakthrough that will impact thousands. If we'll let it. I don't know about you, but 2021 did not get the best of me. In Jesus' name. I'm here to inspire someone. If it did get the best of you, I'm here to say you still have breath in your lungs. You still have life. You still have a spirit that Jesus died for. You still have some energy in your bones. You have people right here in this room. I love how Robbie started us off. You've got people right here in this room that love you, that believe in you, that will fight with you, that will lock arms with you and stand against the pitfalls of the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against it, and he will use this church to do that because we believe in you. So 2021 did not get the best of you either, church. It did not. There were challenges. There were painful situations. There was discouragement. Can I get a witness? It was a tough year in many levels. One more year of global pandemic that no one wants. I am so tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Anybody else tired of this ongoing sickness? People let me down that I really hoped wouldn't let me down. Come on, somebody. Some things I tried to accomplish did not get the exact results I was expecting or wanting. Anybody with me this morning? I wanted some things to happen that didn't happen. There was spiritual attack that tried to break my resolve and discourage my heart. Come on, somebody. Is anybody with? I'm just being real. I'm being transparent this morning. There were relationships that drained my motivation at times. Y'all know those people that drain you, that get on your nerves? I'm sorry. I love them, but Jesus needs to help me. I need to be broken in that, in Jesus' name, for breakthrough to happen. There were challenges, and as a pastor, don't get me wrong, I'm full of faith. But there were moments that the situations I was facing were so breaking that I sometimes questioned if God was really in control. Come on, somebody. There were moments where I'm like, God, I love you. I believe in you. You are my Lord. You are my rock and my foundation. But are you here? Where are you, God? When it comes to getting, when I got to those breaking moments, you and I have got to remind ourselves. When that happens in 2022, we've got to remind ourselves, breaking comes before breakthrough. We got to remind ourselves. In fact, one of the signs that a breakthrough is on its way is that multiple challenges will come our way all at once. I said it before, the enemy knows when a breakthrough is coming. And he's going to throw all hell at us. God sent me to tell somebody, please don't give up when times are tough. Don't give up. In 2022, this is not your year to quit. If everything seems to be falling apart, that simply means the enemy is scared about what God is about to do in your life. Let me say that again. If all hell is breaking loose, that means the enemy of your soul is afraid of what God is about to do in your life. We need to recognize things for what they are. That God loves us and has us in the palm of his hand. He is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He is omnipresent. He is all places at all times. That is our God this morning. His plan is perfect. He is ordering our steps because the steps of a righteous person are ordered by God. His calling on our lives is irrevocable, and no matter what seems to be broken or falling apart, His call on you and on me is irrevocable. It cannot be stopped. If your life is broken, praise God, breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name. When we experience these breaking moments where everything seems to be falling apart and our circumstances seem to be preventing us from walking in the fullness of God's purpose and plan, I'm here to say that is not the time to give up. That is not the time to give in. That is when we should press in and keep moving forward, because we are on the brink of our breakthrough. We're on the brink of our breakthrough. I'm here this morning to proclaim our breaking point is also our breakthrough point. Our breaking point is also our breakthrough point. Come on, somebody. You get that in your spirit this morning. You're on the brink of breaking. You're on the brink of breakthrough. I love to speak that over your life this morning. I believe that if we trust God and hold on to faith, we're about to experience breakthrough, because what we have been through did not break us. Hallelujah. Whatever doesn't break me makes me stronger. Amen? Jesus sent me this morning to encourage your hearts, to strengthen my spirit as your leader. What you're going through right now, I promise you it's not the end. It's not the end of your story. God sees you, church. He knows you. He knows exactly what you're going through right now. He knows your pain. He knows your heart's cry. He hears your prayers. Come on, somebody, you need to hear that this morning. God is about to make a way where there seems to be no way. At the tail end of 2021, if that left you broken, then I'm saying get ready. I'm saying get ready, because God is about to move in your life from broken to breakthrough. If you'll hold on and trust Him in the process, if you'll trust Him. Let me share one more example quickly from God's word, where Jesus took someone that was broken and turned it into a breakthrough. Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 17, it's a well-known story, a miracle. It says this in verse 17, it says, one day Jesus was teaching and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there. Hear this, this is important. They had come from every village of Galilee, from Judea and from Jerusalem. From all around they came. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. That's very important, not just to glance over. We know Jesus is Lord. We know He's the Alpha and the Omega. But it says very specifically and intentionally, the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. And before I get any further into this story, I came to share this morning that the power of the Lord is still with Jesus to heal. The power of the Lord is still with Him to heal. At the name of Jesus, fear has to leave. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Come on, somebody. At the name of Jesus, darkness has no authority or no dominion. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. Scripture spells out if we resist the enemy, he has to flee. Scripture tells us clearly that people were coming from every village because the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. And this is a simple point, but I promise you it can change everything if we'll apply it to our everyday lives. In order to move from broken to breakthrough, we must seek the right source, church. The scripture said they came from all over the place, from Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and they knew that the power of God was the right source to be seeking after. Come on, somebody. This is why we're spending the next 21 days in prayer and fasting, church. This is why when something is broken in our lives, we need a breakthrough. We need to seek the right source, and the right source, His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Going after any other source won't lead you to breakthrough. Church, I'm sorry, but it won't. A substance cannot and will not satisfy. I'm saying it again. A substance cannot and will not satisfy. Comfort food will let me down, because once I'm full, I'm going to get hungry again. Come on, somebody. I know that's bad news. I know, Colin, I'm with you. I can't wait to get me some peanuts after service. But that food will leave me and leave me wanting. But Jesus will never leave me wanting. Being hungry during this fast is going to lead me to a broken realization that nothing can truly satisfy my life except for Jesus. He is the bread of life. He is the water, living water. He is the only one that can satisfy. I'm here this morning to warn you that a hobby will only keep you distracted for so long from your dysfunction, and eventually reality is going to set in that we can't just wish our way through a breakthrough. We can't just wish our way to a breakthrough. Breakthrough comes from fighting through the brokenness in our lives, church. It comes through a resolute determination. We don't just wish it into our lives. When COVID cases are spiking right now and anxiety begins to rise because more and more people that we know and love are sick, our culture starts to shrink back again. That's what's happening right now. And I know we need to walk in wisdom and we need to be cognizant of being a agent of transferring sickness. But Jesus is still our Prince of Peace, church. He's still our Prince of Peace. Nothing is taking him by surprise. Nothing is catching him off guard. I'm not calling us to make resolutions this year because most vows made at the beginning of the year are broken. They're broken. And what I am suggesting is that the brokenness in our culture and the continued pandemic should be the catalyst that causes you and I to get in the best shape of our lives, church. That should be a catalyst and a motivator. We should watch what we eat. We should watch what we listen to. Come on, somebody. We should be careful what we're watching. You need to check your Netflix account. I suggest I don't even have it because there's so much trash on it. You need to get to the gym and take care of your bodies because your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That is good preaching right there. And I know that as we do this, we will see a breakthrough of health in the midst of this pandemic. If we do what we're called to do, and we don't just sit back lackadaisically, wishful thinking, if we do what God has called us to do, we're going to be people that are obviously set apart. Everyone else is getting it, but that church isn't. Something special about them. Breakthrough's happening there. Wow. I want to invite the band to come. When we do our part, this is what I'm trying to communicate. When you do your part, God's going to do his. When you do your part, God will do his because he's faithful. I said he's faithful, church. I came to speak life into us this morning as we start a new year. Jesus has come that we would have life, and life that is abundant, church. He wants your life to be full. He wants you to have life to the fullest. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And as we kick off this new year, I am here with a mandate to proclaim that Jesus is still the Alpha and the Omega. He's still the beginning and the end. He's still the author and the perfecter of our faith. Come on, somebody. He's not finished writing my story. He's not finished writing your story. You may be in a broken season right now, but breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name. Breakthrough's coming. Jesus is sovereign, and he's powerful. He knows our need even before we speak it. Isaiah 59, I love this verse, and I pray it often. It says, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear deaf to hear you call out. That is our God. He's in control. If you're broken right now, oh, you're about to experience breakthrough. I know it. The Gospel of Luke says that so many came from all over Galilee, from Jerusalem and Judea, because the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. People were broken. Those broken people needed a breakthrough, and they ran to Jesus. They ran to the right source, church. You can be forever changed if you run to the right source this morning. You can have breakthrough because God wants breakthrough even more than we do. If you run to the right source, if you're broken this morning, can I tell you, join the club? If you're broken, all of us have some brokenness. Every single one of us, if you're too prideful to admit it, I'm sorry, God will bring you low one day. And he'll elevate the humble. I'm a broken vessel, church. I need Jesus every day of my life. I can't do anything significant without the power of his presence. I'm broken without him. But with him, I can do all things through Christ, who gives me the strength. So if you're broken this morning, I'm not joking. Join the club. You're in a good list of people. I read it at the beginning of this message. And next, this next week, as you're praying, as you're fasting, as you're meditating on God's word, I dare you to go back to the podcast and listen of how many broken people God used to change this world for the better. Because he wants to use you too. You're on a long list that God loves unconditionally. I want to say that one more time. God loves us all unconditionally. God sent me this morning to preach, and that's what I've preached. What's broken is about to become a breakthrough. The story continues and closes like this in Luke chapter 5, verse 18. It says, I love this. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They tried to take him to the house to lay him before Jesus, but there were barriers, there were obstacles, there was a challenge in front of them. And when they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they didn't take no for an answer, church. They refused to allow their circumstance to get the better of them. So they went up to the roof and lowered him down on a mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. The brokenness brought breakthrough, literally broke through the ceiling. This man was broken. He could not take another step. This man was stuck, and he didn't have many options, and we don't have a whole lot of backstory about his life, but the urgency we see in his friends makes me think that there were some things, some changes in his life that caused them to be urgent with his need. Because things were getting bad to worse. When this broken man was lowered to the feet of Jesus, church, I'm excited to testify that his life was transformed and his brokenness was transformed into his breakthrough. When his friends pushed through the obstacles, when his friends refused to let quitting be an option, Jesus stepped in and made something out of nothing, just like our Lord and Savior does. Many of us feel paralyzed right now. Many of us, you're starting a new year, and it sounds idealistic. It sounds great to have a fresh, clean slate to start the year off right. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, man, it's just going to keep coming. The brokenness is paralyzing. Maybe you're facing a situation that seems to be getting from bad to worse, probably like this man was. A disagreement has only escalated and a relationship has been damaged to what seems like beyond repair. If that's you, your brokenness is about to be a breakthrough. The account was locked and now the bill is not only behind, but there's a late fee associated with it, and you don't know how you're going to pay the bill, let alone another late fee. The diagnosis went from something insignificant and terrible to something substantial and difficult. Can I tell you, if it's getting from broken to worse, the list could go on and on, but the good news that God sent me with this morning, and I pray you hear it with ears that can receive, we can't overcome our brokenness alone, church. This man could not get to Jesus without his friends. But here's the good news this morning. We don't have to overcome our brokenness alone. You can't overcome it on your own. But praise God, you don't have to. Because you've got a church that is with you. You've got brothers and sisters that will fight for you. You've got a family that when you can't walk, we will bring you to the feet of Jesus. We lift you up in prayer every single day in this sanctuary. We are covering you in prayer. I'm praying as your pastor, and I'm leading our staff to cover each and every one of you in prayer. You don't have to do this on your own. I want to invite everybody to stand all across this room. Make this a holy moment. The scripture concludes in verse 24. It says, Jesus said to this paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home. This man who could not walk, this man who was crippled, this man who was broken, Jesus spoke life into the very fiber of his being, and I speak it to you this morning. Get up, take up your mat, and go home. And immediately, I said immediately, hallelujah, immediately the man stood up in front of them and he took what he had been lying on and he went home praising God. Hallelujah. Scripture says this. We pray for revival all the time. You know what revival is going to take place? Is when we get our brokenness and turn it into a breakthrough. And it says this, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They saw it from a distance. Wow, he's got his breakthrough. There was crippledness. There was dysfunction. He was broken and now he's broken through. I want some of that. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and they said, we have seen remarkable things today. Oh, that's how revival's coming, church. Is people are going to notice that you're imperfect, you're broken, but God is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your brokenness is going to turn into breakthrough, and everyone is going to see it and be amazed, and people are going to be filled with awe and say, wow, we've seen remarkable things because God takes brokenness and turns it into breakthrough. With every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, you'd say, Pastor, I need a breakthrough. There's brokenness in my life. There's something that I've been facing, and it's causing me to feel broken. I feel like I can't keep moving forward. I need God to make a way where there seems to be no way. I need my brokenness to be transformed into breakthrough. If that's you this morning, I want to dare you to get out of your seat and get to this altar and say, God, I need you. I'm desperate for you. And just like the man who needed his friends to lower him down to the feet of Jesus, as your pastor, I'm compelling you. Will you get to the feet of Jesus? And all you got to do is get to his feet. All you got to do is reach out to touch the hem of his garment. All you got to do is get to the right source. And he is the right source. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. Give Jesus your all this morning. Give him your brokenness. Give him your imperfection. Give him your need. And I promise you, he wants to take your brokenness and turn it into breakthrough. So Father, in the name of Jesus, as we open up these altars and we start a new year with a fresh slate, God, I'm asking that you would take the broken areas and turn them into breakthrough this morning. God, manifest in signs and wonders and miracles, breakthrough, healing, provision, finances, relationships restored. Lord, God, I pray that as people are obedient and get to this altar, that everyone will be amazed and give praise to you because we're filled with awe and say we've seen remarkable things. In Jesus' name, if you need your brokenness to be turned to breakthrough, get to this altar right now. We'd love to pray for you.